Just want to give a big thank you to all of the listeners and guests that enjoyed Bed and Breakfast. Thank you all very much. I hope you laughed. I hope you smiled. I hope you enjoyed it just as much as I did making it for you guys. I know it's an amateur podcast, but I truly had fun. It was a blast. This episode is going to be the last one for quite some time. I'm not sure if I'm going to come back for a second season, but I'm going to end it on this episode. Thank you again, everyone. I really appreciate it, and I really hope you enjoyed the Bed and Breakfast podcast. Thank you.
Yes, excellent. Snaps for that.
Get a brick.
Wake up to some bed and breakfast.
Pablo Sanchez.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's so awesome. Pablo Sanchez.
Greetings from Casa de Mateo.
The guy's 300 pounds with a jelly donut dripping down his chin.
3, 2, 1. You. Me. For sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're here on Bed and Breakfast with the college boy himself, Ben Benarczyk. You're here. You've been on every, subconsciously, you've been on every episode so far.
Pretty much, yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Thank you for coming on. I'm glad you wanted to, and I'm glad you are. And do you feel honored being on every single episode? You had a segment on every single episode. How do you feel about that?
I feel great, actually. First time I watched your first podcast, at the end, you said my name, and I was like, wow, this is pretty nice. And you kept it going from then on, and it was like, all right, let's keep it going.
A bit of a surprise, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, it was. I didn't really ask you. I just did it, so I hope that was okay.
It's okay.
Yeah, good. So you're about to go off to school. We are celebrating you this weekend, the graduate. Congrats, grad.
Thanks, grad. Thanks.
Yeah,
thanks,
congrats. So out of all of the segments that you may or may not have heard, I know that you took a while to like keep up with them all, but the ones that you've heard, everyone was giving you excellent college advice. Everyone ranging from Matt, our brother, to our parents, to my buddies, friends, everyone. Let me just ask you, what are you looking forward to most about college?
What I'm looking forward to most in college is just the overall feel, the atmosphere of the college life. The past 4 years have been the high school life, just living at home and doing what I can, and I'm excited to go into the college life and be on my own, actually, and do my own things and have my own schedule and, you know, pretty much live by myself and do whatever I want.
Yeah, well, living with a roommate in a dorm, yeah, that's first.
That is true.
That's when you will be tested on what you can and cannot handle.
That is true.
Right?
Mm-hmm. My roommate emailed me, but he's kind of seems a little weird. I don't know. He hasn't been like communicating with me much, so I don't know. I'm a little iffy, but it's all right. We'll be fine.
That's okay. I'm sure it'll be fine. It takes some time. I mean, who checks their email over the summer, honestly?
No one.
Yeah, I don't know. I know you're not, but that's okay. But having you on right now, let's talk about it. What have you heard? What advice have you heard from previous episodes that you want to dive deeper into, or which ones stand out to you the most, or comments, or anything?
All right, so obviously there was a lot. I can't say all of them. So I obviously wrote them all down. So I started the ones that I want to talk about.
Nice. Okay.
I have a list. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
My first thing though is that the majority of them, I felt like, out of all the people who came on here, most of them said to stay. Now I'm a little confused. I don't know like why people are saying to stay. I maybe because I haven't gone to college yet.
Yep.
A lot of them are saying just stay in college. So I don't know. Yeah. I guess they said like, oh, we'll try to find a degree that has 5 years, maybe say a little longer. But
yeah, but then you have to pay off student loans after. So you're really not. There's no winning with either. It was a lot of them. A lot of them were very similar. With yes, one popular one was, man, dude, it was so much fun. Stay as long as you can.
I know. Well, I mean, we'll see. I don't know if I want to stay that long, but we'll see.
You might not have a choice either, so you never know. You never know.
And then my next one, I think Matt said it, because this seems like a Matt thing. I wrote it down like Matt said it, our brother. So he said, be yourself and don't be a douche.
Yep, that's a good one. That's a great one.
It's very good to stand up. Just be yourself, but don't try to act cool around other people. And mm-hmm.
Just be yourself, and people will, I mean, they'll think you're cool or not cool. And if you're just acting who you are and being you, people will obviously be attracted to that. It's better to, you know what I mean? It's better to be yourself than try to pretend like someone you're not. And people will catch on to that, is what I was trying to say. People will catch on to, like, if you pretend, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, actually, you know what I thought about this right here? Did you see that J. Cole, Lil Pump, meeting they had?
Sort of. I didn't see the whole thing, but I saw
you've heard of it. Sorry to change topics, but that's kind of what this is, isn't it? Like, it is, I'm the older guy. I'm like, hey, man, but I'm not going to be. Did you, like, see that or no?
Yes, I saw a little bit on Twitter, yes.
It was weird.
It was.
AJ, who he was previously on the show a couple times, him and I have chatted up on it, and that was really strange. It was like J. Cole basically just like lecturing to him, and he was just kind of like, yeah, whatever, man, yeah.
No.
That's kind of what this is at the moment, isn't it? Except you're not as rude as he is.
Yeah, true.
Okay. Yeah. So sorry, I totally thought about that. But anyways, keep going. Yeah, college stuff.
No big deal. A big one, live with your door open. I'm kind of like, I'm all open for that. I'm open.
Oh, good pun.
Yeah, I know. Hey. I'm all open for that. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, that's how you make new friends, obviously, and meet people. People are just going to walk by and just walk into your room, you know, and just like,
hey. Up. Hey, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good one. Definitely do that.
And that correlates in with Tyler said this guy. Listen to his.
Shout out to Tyler, man. He gets so many shout outs.
Tyler, buddy. Shout out, Tyler. And he said, deck out your room with, like, music and lights and stuff like that. So if your door's open and it's decked out, your room, people are going to be like, oh, hell yeah, this kid's cool. I'm going to walk in. Mm,
cool room, yeah. Big one is, like, there's always poster sales.
Yeah.
Like, at your union or whatever. I don't know what Purdue calls it, but at Western it was not called the union. But anyways, the union, the main building of all of campus, if you will. And they always have, you know, a couple times a year, like, a poster sale. And I remember I got a couple of cool posters there, and that's a good place to start, is to look for cool posters there. And then, you know what's an underrated one that, like, it's kind of a trend as of a couple years ago was, like, flags. Flags are cool, too.
I have a few flags, actually, I'm going to bring to
you. So. Definitely put the flags up, all the posters. That would be cool.
Yep.
So look out for a poster sale as the time gets closer. But, yeah, and lights, too, definitely.
Yeah.
One thing I will tell you, though, that's okay to say, when you move out of a dorm, be careful with what you have in, like, the living room area as opposed to your bedroom.
Yeah.
Because if you have, like, you know, and again, just like a dorm, friends will come by, people, not necessarily, you know, I'm quoting strangers, but, like, people that you aren't, like, the best of friends with, you don't know what they're going to do. There's a lot of people that just take, oh, wow, that's a cool flag. Hey, bro, let's take it. Like, you just have to be careful with what you want to hang up and what you want to put.
For sure.
What else?
Right. I don't know who said this one, but it was very good. It's build yourself, not your resume.
Yeah, nice. I think it was Brandon. I think that was Brandon Beecham.
For some reason, I like that, though. It's very, like, it's true. Like, build yourself as a person, you know, like, obviously. But,
Right. And you don't have to worry about that resume and all the business stuff until later on.
Exactly.
Until later on, you know, kind of when you're on the – end of your college career is when you could maybe start thinking about that stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Good.
My next one was find the perfect study and play balance.
Yes. Guess who told us that? Guess who told me that?
Who?
Dad.
Oh, really? Did he really?
Yes, he did. Yep. He was actually, like, before I was going to school, that was, like, one thing he told me was, like, you shouldn't be, and yeah, that's a good one, Ben. You really don't have to be studying every single day for the whole day. I mean, like, that's just ridiculous. You don't need to do that. During the week, there's not much going on besides, like, your normal activities, hanging out with friends, you know, meeting in the cafeteria. But, like, you could study, you could go to class and then put, you know, the hour and a half you have for a break, you go, you know, oh, I have a break in between my classes. Might as well go to the library or go somewhere I could sit. And then you do your studying there. You do your homework, whatever, if you have any homework there. You don't have to study Sunday to Sunday. And, like, you just, it's, there's no purpose for that.
There is no purpose at all.
There's none. So you just you have to evenly distribute what you want to study, how long you want to study for, and then, yeah, your most weekends, Ben, are Thursday. So yeah, you have Friday, Saturday, Sunday to chill or study and catch up and do whatever you need to do.
That is true. I know. Yeah,
there is a way. There's a good way to balance it.
Oh, yeah, I do not plan on studying from Sunday to Sunday, like you said. I plan on balancing out very well.
Yeah,
so
and
I'm usually very good in that too. In high school, I was very good in that too.
Yeah,
so
I was gonna say a lot of people are really good at it at the start because it's the ones that really don't stick around that don't balance it out very well.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll be fine as long as you're aware of that. Then that's good enough.
Oh yeah.
Good.
My next one I have is like college clubs and like trying out new skills.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously I want to do club volleyball there, which I'm really excited for.
Nice.
So
that's good.
Like what you did, you met a lot of your friends now that you have, that you talk to. So.
Oh yeah.
And trying out new skills. Like, yeah, I mean, taking a random class. I mean, taking a random class that I would never think I would do. Maybe I'll try it out, you know, see where it goes.
Well,
something.
Yep. The unfortunate part is that college is a business in the end of the day. And, you know, you're required to take a credit in this category and in this category, you know, you have to take a class in fine arts and, you know, you're going to go, who knows what, if you're going to go into something else that's not theater, but yet the university is like, yeah, you have to take a theater class that's like requirements to graduate. So all colleges will do that. So exactly. When it comes time to, oh man, I have to fulfill these credits for this category that has nothing to do with your major, then that's when it's like, all right, like, let's venture out a little bit. Let's see what I could take. I did one. It was lame at first, but it actually turned out to be pretty cool. I needed some fine arts credit. And, you know, they always have a bunch of these acting stuff, all these fine artsy things. And one of them was studying literature of Shakespeare. It was a Shakespeare class. And I was like, you know what? Like, why not? Let's try it out. So I did, and it ended up it was a positive experience.
Do you acts and plays and stuff?
No, like we didn't act it out, but like we had to buy. We read these Shakespeare books. We read books by Shakespeare, and like we went into detail and we talked about them. And our professor was very knowledgeable of the topic, and it was like a 12-person class, and you could tell there's other people there. Like, yeah, we're here just because like it was the most interesting or the one that was available at the time.
Yeah.
And it works out for your schedule. So it's like, yeah, whatever. Like, it's an hour of talking about Shakespeare. Like, it could be – what I'm saying is that it could be worse. Like, just find something that, like, yeah, I would never try that. And just give it a shot. If it's bad, then, oh, well, you finish the credit, then life goes on. It's only a semester.
Exactly.
So definitely try some of those out. That's a good piece of advice as well.
Sure. And you meet a lot of people, too, in those clubs and, like, those odd classes, too. So
definitely. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's always posted around campus, like, hey, there's this going on tonight at here, and this building's hosting this. And I remember when I was there, it's like, oh, that sounds kind of lame. Like, let's not do it. But then, like, you actually go to one, and it turns out there's a lot of people that have that same interest or are interested, especially with the freshman activities. A lot of the freshman activities, like, all freshmen really kind of go to them.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very good point. Yeah.
So good choice with you with the club volleyball.
Of course, I'm excited for that. I'm really excited for that.
Good,
actually.
I'm excited for you too. I'm going to have to come and watch. You know, I know all the big tournaments. I know who all the teams and everything. Yeah, I'll be there.
Purdue has a nice, like, rec too. Like, they have a nice gym and everything. So, yeah.
So you use that. Lift weights, man.
Lift weights, man, is right.
Could you gonna tell the listeners about that story or no?
All right, listeners. So I'm going to tell you a little story here.
Fantastic.
So we were on our family was on a cruise ship last summer. We went. All right, one of our stops was in Jamaica. So me, Jake, Matt, and Christina. We went up adventuring, right?
Yep.
It was us four, right?
Mm-hmm.
We went to. We were just walking around, like seeing all the birds and stuff, and just seeing all the animals.
Hold on. We were doing one of our. What do they call those things when you? What?
Excursions.
Yeah. So it was one of our excursions.
Where were we going? We were swimming with the dolphins, right?
swimming with the dolphins, then you at that same place with the dolphins that you you could go to, like, not as I know the listener, a zoo. It wasn't a zoo, but like it was like, hey, we have like exotic animals here, like come look. And there's people that would let you hold and pet these exotic animals. So we were on one of our excursions.
All right, so you're on one of our excursions, and then, you know, Matt goes first to put this parrot on his arm, and it's a huge parrot, all colorful and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the guy's like, all right, next one. So Jake goes up, puts on his arm, and then it's like, all right, next one. So Christina goes, and I'm the last one. So I go up. And I stick my arm out, and the guy looks at me and goes, lift weights, man.
Yeah, Jamaica, now, yep.
lift weights, man.
With two, yeah, they gave you two, he gave you two parrots. He's like, all right, this parrot. Like, you held them both up, and like for listeners that may or may not know, Ben is the tallest one of the family. Ben's very athletic. He's a little bit on the skinny side, as we all were when we were your age. So it was hilarious to be like, oh, man, Ben, like, look at how, like, skeleton-y you look, like when we're in the pool and on the beach, and then we go to the zoo, and this guy goes, hey, sheesh, lift weights, man, and like he meant it. He really meant it. It was very funny.
He meant it 100%.
Yeah, it was hilarious because we were joking around with you, and you were rolling your eyes at us, and then this Jamaican fella, he's like, hey, yeah, bro, lift weights, man. Great. Hello. I love it. Thank you for sharing that.
Of course, always glad to tell that story.
So you're able to increase your body mass by using the gym at Purdue.
Correct, yes. It's free to all students, so I can go whenever I want.
That's cool.
Perfect, yeah.
And what's cool is that when you have a routine to go, like, you'll feel good about yourself, and, like, your days will be, you know, your week will be, like, complete because, like, yeah, you go to the gym at this time, and this time on those days when you have free time. And when you're there, you usually kind of see the same faces throughout the semester and, like, eventually the year. And it's more so of when you see them on campus or you see them around, it's like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up? And like, you know, that's kind of cool too. You have that connection with other people.
One, two.
No one will get that, but I'm glad we're on Skype. So that was really funny. Yeah. A little weightlifting joke. Nice. Okay. That was good. Any other good topics, advice from,
yeah, I got a few. This isn't an advice one, but apparently there's a Two Fellas restaurant in West Lafayette, I heard.
Oh, fantastic.
So I looked it up, and it is. It's right off campus, like the downtown area, and I'm excited. I am really excited.
Legit, okay. Listeners, who may or may not know, Two Fellas is a sandwich wrap place that was in Kalamazoo, and I think it started off either at Michigan State or at Western, but either or, they're both there now, and it's basically just like late night food, and you all know what we mean by that. Late night food, you could put all the tater tots, all the chicken tenders, like any kind of
ranch dressing,
all the things you want, it they'll put it in there, and it is so delicious. It is delicious, and people will kill for Two Fellas. So clutch on the win. Yes. West Lafayette has a Two Fellas. Nice. Yes. You're going to be eating good, Ben.
I looked it up, and it's all confirmed. Yes, it is there.
Fantastic. Oh, good. That's a better way. That's a greater factor onto why to go there. Yeah. Oh, you have a Two Fellas. Okay, I'm in.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Good.
My other one, it's not advice either. Just wrote it down. It just stood out to me. Apparently, there's an underground tunnel in the winter that someone said.
Brandon. Yep, Brandon told us about that.
Yeah. Really confused on that. I don't know what this underground tunnel is.
So Brandon Beecham, after you hear this podcast, shoot Ben and I a tweet or a text or whatever, and let us know about those underground tunnels in the winter. I did hear about those as well. Yeah, it's basically just if your class is at this building, well, coincidentally you're at, you know, building B. There's a path that there's a tunnel that goes under, basically an underground hallway. Like there's a lot of those everywhere.
All right, well, I guess
think about it this way: a lot of dorms have their laundry in the basement, and it's so basically you have hallways, basement hallways.
That is
like
that. Good point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, keep those in mind though in the winter, because walking in the winter sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, it will happen.
Yeah.
Another one I have is don't stress out about being poor.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me, like, as a freshman, when you were a freshman in Western, like, did you stress out about being poor, or you just kind of just went along with
it? No, you barely bought anything. So, I mean, you pitch in with friends for food and what have you. But, like, all your, you know, your breakfast, lunch, and dinner was in your dorm. So you didn't have to really go out and buy food as much. That's true. Maybe you had, like, you know, a couple $100 or $50 with you, and like that lasted you for a while.
Yeah,
that's really about it. You really didn't need money that much.
Yeah, that's fine by me. I'm not stressing over it. Like, yeah. I think I'll be fine. So
it all works out somehow, some way. It does.
Yep. And then these last three, I'm gonna combine. So
okay,
one was from Kate. These are my last three, by the way. So
okay.
From Kaylee, mom, and dad. And they all pretty much had this same thing, sort of. So Kaylee said, open yourself up to different people. Mom said, have an open mind, open heart. And dad said, just enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those all correlate together because,
yep.
You know, go on a couch, have an open mind, open heart, and just enjoy everything around you.
All three of them are correct. And, like, yeah, great way to end it with dad's like, yeah, just have fun and enjoy it because that is part of it. You somehow... you branch out when you're at a new place. Like, the first week, you're going to be there, and, like, that's probably going to be the best week of your life because there's going to be every single thing there is going to be new to you, every single thing. And you're just going to enjoy it way too much. And along after that week, within that semester, the year, and the rest of the years, you're just going to find out what you like to do because you're going to try new things and you're going to be so excited about it that you're going to be like, yeah, like maybe back at home, like I'd be skeptical about whatever it may be. And then, but you're there and you're like, you know what? Like, screw it. Like it's new. I could do whatever I want here. I'm just going to try these things. And yeah, you're always like without subconsciously knowing, you're going to be opening up way more than you think you would.
Yeah, yeah. And the first week I go to college is called Boiler Gold Rush.
Yep.
So that whole first week, it's not even class. It's just going. It's just like doing different stuff.
It's just doing things, exactly. And like that first week, you're going to be trying out a whole bunch of different things.
Exactly.
Great. That's good.
So that's all I have. It's some good college advice. I'm going to keep this list with me. So yeah.
Excellent. Good. Well, I'm glad my guests were able to help you.
And sorry for the ones I didn't say, but don't worry. I have them on a list. They're all here. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everyone did a great job with advice for Ben. Great segment.
Yes.
Great segment brought to you by Ben Benarzik, Lift Weights Man. Good. So we finished up all the college topics. That's great. You're prepped. You're welcome. Everyone's saying you're welcome. You're ready to go to school. You're ready to go.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you don't need anything else. You're good, man. But
I know the ins and outs of college.
Exactly. You're all set and ready to go, bro. Before we move on to our normal segments, there's one thing I want to talk about with you, and one topic that was brought by AJ, and I'm glad I shared it with you first, but I'm glad you were like all in favor for it. One thing we love to talk about, as you know, being a great listener of the podcast, is music. That's another great topic. I love talking about it, and I want to talk to you about it. You and I have pretty similar interests in music.
Yes.
Honestly, I think we do a little bit.
Yeah.
What I have trouble with, as well as some of my friends and peers that are my age, is that it, as well as, you know, being a teacher and like seeing the students as well, you being in high school.
Yeah.
Music interest has changed just a little bit.
Yes.
When I was in high school, a lot of the big names that are around right now weren't even there when I was in high school, or even college for that matter. Like, here's something to put in perspective for you. Big Sean. You're familiar, obviously. Big Sean, he's great now, right?
Yes.
He had his first album out, like, the end of high school, beginning of college.
Okay.
And so, like, that was a big deal at the time. As well as, I don't know. I even think Kendrick Lamar was just starting to get big towards the end of high school.
Yeah.
And J. Cole. So just to put in perspective like that. So that's a lot of people my age.
Uh-huh.
What we like now are people like that.
Yeah.
You guys, high schoolers, you kind of like, well, they're some are good, some are meh, some are okay. For example, another example, and I think it's just me, not a lot of high schoolers like Kanye West.
Really? I like Kanye.
You do? Okay, so you do.
I like Kanye.
Not a lot of people are excited about what's another good example? One individual that a lot of younger people like you are really excited about is like Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a big one. Like a lot, and even like the students I teach, a lot of high schoolers love Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah.
A lot of people my age are like, yeah, he's good. Like, he's okay. I wouldn't like, I mean, whatever. Like, he's good. He's featured in songs. He's a good rapper. But to you guys, he's like your top dog. That's just an example. I know it's not everyone's, but
yes.
Dive deeper into some artists or bands that your age group really, really loves. Like, what's the trend now as you're finishing up high school and then going off into college?
All right. So it's funny because like the people you said are like nowhere, like kind of close to the people listen my age now.
See,
listen to
exactly.
Yeah, see, like the people my age, it's all rap. It's no, yes. I mean, it's not, obviously there's country and obviously there's like rock and roll,
rap and EDM.
Yes. Thank you. That's exactly my 2 points where I have those lists written down.
Yep.
It's mostly like, it's not like hip hop, like upbeat rap. It's like hardcore. It's rap, but it's like a different kind of rap. It's just like really gangster rap, I guess you could say.
Sure.
So I'm just going to give you a rundown of a list of some people.
Please,
tell me,
please. All right. Yeah.
All right. So Migos, you know, Migos.
Yep. Okay. That's a good one too. I do like Migos.
You know, Trippie Redd.
I mean, I know of him, but I couldn't tell you a song. But
any of my friends would say, oh, you know Trippie Redd? They go, yeah, I know that guy. Like, they know all the songs.
For sure, Trippie Redd?
Yes.
Oof, okay, I got, all right, Trippie Redd.
Yep. You know XXXTentacion?
Yes, I am familiar with him.
Recently just Rip X.
Yes, R.I.P., R.I.P. But I will be honest with you, like, I've known of him even before that incident happened. And, okay. Like, I don't know. And, like, he was on the top of the charts for, like, Spotify and iTunes. And, like, he was good. But, again, for me, not so much. Like, some of his songs were pretty good. But as a whole, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. But, again, a lot of younger people, like you guys really liked him.
Yes. Next one, Lil Yachty.
Yep. Okay, that's a good one. Lil Yachty. Okay.
Everyone loves Lil Yachty.
Cold Like Minnesota. Shout out to the Quad Pod. That's like that's a jam.
Very good song. Very good song.
Listeners, look up the GIF Lil Yachty Minnesota, and it's the one of him and his buddy just going hard on a Zamboni. It's great. It's
so funny. Mm-hmm. Lil Uzi Vert, like we said.
Yep.
This one, like, he's not really like a hardcore rapper, but everyone just likes, and he's popular when I'm young, Post Malone.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Everyone like people like him, and he's like different with his music too.
Do a lot of girls like Post Malone? Is that like all the girls, the ladies' choice?
Yeah, all the girls like Post Malone too, actually.
Like, oh my God, play Post.
Yeah, it's pretty much, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Travis Scott.
Okay.
You know him?
No, I do. Oh, yes, I do know. I'm familiar.
Yeah. Lil Pump, like we said.
Yep.
Yeah, Lil Pump. Then I think you always have Drake. Everyone always likes Drake. Like, even when you were younger, Drake was always good. But, like, people still like Drake. Like, his new album, everyone listens to it. And, you know, the Kiki Challenge or whatever they're doing. And everyone loves Drake. So, right. I mean, that's always going to be around, I feel like.
Always.
As you know, and our family knows, this new rapper that's up and coming, Juice WRLD.
Yeah, Juice WRLD, right. And that's not that weird. Like, I knew of him before. You went to his shows and all that. But, right, yeah, Juice WRLD. And I feel like they're all the same. So, like,
yes.
When you talk about, I mean, I don't even know who Trippie Redd is, but let's just do it. Trippie Redd, Lil Yachty, Lil Pump, XXXTentacion.
Tentacion.
And then whoever, oh, and Juice WRLD, Lil Uzi, they all sound the same, don't they? And they all look the same, don't they, a little bit?
Yep, they all have, like, the colored dreadlock hairs.
Tattoos,
yeah.
On the face, bright, they're loud colors in the hair, beads, yep. And, yep. Like, that's what you guys like right now?
Yeah, that's what we like. That's what kids my age like.
I know, I'm just teasing. But you know what I mean, though? I feel like I get so lost with who's who because they all sound and look the same. I legitimately get lost sometimes with the differences.
If you go to a party and you put on, like, if you say, like, oh, like I don't know, you wouldn't really listen to, like, a Chris Brown song or, like, a Eminem song. You listen to, like, a Trippie Redd song or, like, a Lil Pump song or a Post Malone song.
Okay. And some of those songs, I'll admit, they're pretty hard.
Yeah, they are.
Interesting.
Yes.
So out of all, like, the individuals you named, What is one, I mean, you kind of went on a good one about Drake. Like, everyone's like, Drake for sure. Like, you always win with Drake. Like, that's still true today, I think, too. Who is someone that, like, a lot of people, like, really admire as, like, wow, they're so good with their lyrics? Or, like, man, every time they make a song, like, it just, it connects with me. Like, who's someone that's, like, more on the artistic-y sides, on quote-unquote, you high schoolers will call, like, oh, they're a genius. They're so great.
No one always says genius, but I would say, like, not so much a rapper, but I would say, like, Chance the Rapper. A lot of people like Chance the Rapper, too.
That's a good one. I like that. I respect that.
I say my top three is, like, Drake, Post Malone, and Chance the Rapper. That's the people, like, that's not, like, the hardcore rap, but people, like him and, like what they do with their lyrics and, like, connect with them the most.
Yeah, that's a good one. I respect those. I agree. I agree as well.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, well, good. Yeah. That those are the only questions I had. There was, again, AJ and I were chit-chatting about it. I'm like, I don't know. Ask Ben those.
Yeah, it's very different. It's very different. Like, you go out with your friends and all you listen to is just the rap stuff. You listen to some Migos, listen to some Post Malone and Uzi Vert and just...
Juice World,
yes.
No O, though. Why doesn't he have an O in there?
I don't know. WRLD? I don't know. Just... I don't know.
All caps. As well, yeah. A lot of rappers are, like, all caps and, like, symbols now.
I know. Got to get your name out there, so, you know, got to make it somewhat unique.
Right. Yes, you do. All right. Well, good. Thanks for sharing that with me. Thanks for teaching me, Ben. I appreciate that.
I got you. I got all music, so don't worry.
You got me. That's right. Good. You and I, we both love music. Matt, he likes music, but not, like, how we like music.
Yeah.
No. Shout out to Matt.
Shout out, Matt. There you go. Yeah.
We're going to move on to our top five. So we haven't done a top five in a bit. We didn't do one last week, at least, because Dad wanted to do his what's the deal. So, Ben, why don't you introduce what the top five topic is, because you thought about it.
Yes, I did think about it. So I was just kind of thinking, as, you know, we're on the the college life and teenager life and the music life and that kind of world, I thought we should do a little top five of things I like about being a teenager, and then top five things you like about being an adult.
Excellent. So that's what we're going to do. Great. Why don't you start?
All right, you want me to go read them all, or are we going to one more?
No, we'll go do one at a time. We'll switch off.
All right. So my first one, no particular order. No order.
Good.
My first one is eating whatever you want.
Ooh.
As a teenager, you can eat whatever you want, and it'll be good, and you don't get judged because you're young and you can eat whatever you pretty much eat whatever you want.
Metabolism.
Exactly. Yes.
Metabolism is a great thing.
Yes, because, you know, you hear adults, oh no, eat whatever you want now when you're young, because when you get old, you're gonna regret it. So yeah,
good.
I enjoyed that as a teenager.
Yeah, that's a good one, definitely. And the more active you are, really, the more, even more you can eat.
Yes.
Man, dude, I remember when I was younger, I was able to eat. Literally, I would eat after practices.
Mm-hmm.
On the walk home from practices,
before
dinner,
practice.
And then I would eat after dinner, and I'd be like, and I go to bed. I'm like, I'm starving.
Yes, I was starving last night. Yeah. Yes,
it's totally a thing. Man, I do kind of miss that a little bit. That was good. My first one, again, no particular order. Good job,
good.
Ben. Is individuals that get that good job after college. So you go to college. You work for your degree, and there's a lot of avenues with a lot of degrees that you can take. So what feels good being an adult is, like, when you finally finish college and, like, you're not necessarily a student anymore, and now you're doing what you wanted to do, and you're getting paid for it.
Yeah.
Or you found that avenue, you found that job that matches your degree, or you just have a great job after college. Like, maybe, like, yeah, I just need a degree just to get a good job, and that's what's really cool.
Wow.
Is having that.
It's very good, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's my first one. Go ahead. What's your number two?
People, yeah. My second one is staying in the loop of social media.
Mm.
So, teenager, obviously, I wouldn't know about all this music if I wasn't a teenager. So, like, being a teenager, you stay in the loop of social media and you know what's going on around you and you know, what artists are coming up and what's going on and who's doing what. I like that. I like staying in the loop of, like, I guess pop culture, you could say.
Yeah.
Like, and that stuff. So,
that's
yeah.
That's a good one. Yep, definitely. More teenagers are definitely more into pop culture because, they have the access to it on social media.
Exactly. Yes, thank you. Yeah, access, yeah.
That's a good one. I like that. Hey, Facebook, is being killed by teenagers. Do a lot of your friends have Facebooks?
Nope.
Facebook?
Nope.
No. That's totally. See, again, how weird is that? When I was in middle school and high school, every single person had one. Every single person.
I mean, like, people who have them are the ones that, like, had the phones when they were really young. Whoever, like, their very first phone, like, in sixth grade, they have a Facebook.
Gotcha. Like,
you know, people who have, like, flip phones and stuff, like, don't have a Facebook.
Right.
It's like kids nowadays is the big thing for us is Twitter. Twitter and Snapchat, actually.
Yeah, Snapchat for sure. You guys love the Snapchat. Yeah. Wow. Sweet. Okay, good. That was a good one. So staying in the loop of pop culture. Nice, nice. My next one, best things about being an adult is, I worded this so weird, going out on the town. And what I meant by that is going out with friends and going to places that are required you to be 21 and over.
Yes. Okay.
So that's a lot of fun because those places are really, really cool. They're really fun, most of them at least. And yeah. You really can't do that if you're underage. So you could go out with friends to like a really nice dinner, and a bunch of you could have a really good meal. Then you could go out to another place that, you know, has like, you know, it's an adult arcade place, and you go to the bar and get a drink, and then you play arcade games. Or maybe there's something else, or maybe it's a cool just atmosphere with those 21 and over places. So I had to pick that because it is cool doing that being an adult.
I was kind of jealous of you guys on the cruise when you had to get to do those stuff.
See,
and I couldn't. You
know? Exactly. Like just the 21 and over things, like they're really, people make them, businesses and places make them really cool.
Yeah. That's a good thing about being an adult.
Yeah. Something to look forward to.
I know.
Go ahead. What's your next one?
My next one is staying up late. As a teenager, you just stay up late and you don't really get tired as much. And you kind of just hop on Xbox, talk with your friends, right. Go on YouTube videos, go on Instagram, Twitter, whatever. And it just, it's like 1 o'clock and you're like, I'm not tired. I'm gonna get something to eat. I'll go downstairs, go back upstairs. And you're like, I'm still not tired.
Yeah, Dev, I would agree. Cause one thing, that was notorious for younger people is like the mornings. No one is awake and does well in the morning. If you're a teenager,
hate the mornings.
No one.
So yeah, I woke up at 11 o'clock. So I hate the mornings. So
right. Cause you stayed up late last night.
Exactly.
Right. And even during the school year, it doesn't matter. Everyone's like, yeah, I went to bed at like 2. Like, it was so great, you know? And it's different because, right, you go off to college, you stay up late. You have your own bedtime, for that matter. And then, right, when you're an adult, you're like, I have to work tomorrow. Like, I should go to bed soon.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. That was a big change for me as well. Big change for myself. Good. I like that one. That's a good one. It actually has to go with one of mine. Let me see if I can find it. Ah, your life decisions are based from you. So like no one really could tell you what you can and can't do anymore. It's your call. It's your life. And if you, the bedtime, you make your own bedtime. Like if you're tired in the morning, that's no one else's fault but yours. And like if I missed this. Oh, like if you make bad decisions where, oh man, I didn't study for this. Or like, yeah, I just said, I decided not to call in to work today. I just skipped. Yeah, you individually have to face the consequences, and that could be a good thing for some. And another one is you put in the work and effort into something that, like, you love to do, and then you get rewarded for it. And that's no one else's respect. It's yours.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do it on your own. So I worded it weird, but you are in charge of making your own life choices, and that's actually a really cool thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's
it. It's all on you.
Another great thing about being adult is you make your own choices.
Very good, Jake. Very good.
Thanks. Thank you, Ben. Thank you.
My next one I have is it's kind of funny just because like I don't think anyone would really think of this, but when you're like a teenager, you get like student discounts to food and places. Like,
yeah,
random.
Good one. Take advantage of those, right?
Example, like a Jersey Mike's, really good sub place that have a student deal. You get a giant sub and a drink and chips for like $5, and it's like, that's awesome.
Yep, that's a good one.
Team, like, yeah, I'm a student here. Take this. They give you a discount.
Right.
And so, like, going downtown the train, they give you a discount, too, if you show your ID. So I take advantage of those, you know?
Right.
Pretty good.
That is good. I agree. That is awesome. Definitely. Good. That's a good choice. Yeah, take advantage of every student discount that you can.
Yes.
Every single one. Hey, another place. I don't know if they call it the Den, and I think they do at Purdue. And what it is, and like it was a big hit at Western as well. You have a bunch of fountain drinks for
Den
like
Pops.
What's that?
Den Pops?
Yeah, remember? Oh yeah, you had one when we came up.
Yeah, oh they have it there. They have it at Purdue.
They do. Okay, I was gonna ask you that. Yeah, that's cool too. Right, 50 cents. Hey, let's go get a drink. Okay, 50 cents.
Yeah, I asked a guy walking with a big white styrofoam cup and it was like, oh, that's Den Pops.
Yes,
right?
Nice, good. Man, clutch. That's awesome.
I know.
Be good, be good. My next one is it piggybacks off of the last thing I said, but another good thing about being an adult is, again, you making your own life choices, but when you make really good choices and when you follow a good path for yourself and you made it yourself, you know, people have success stories and it's really based upon them. You know, people help them along the way, but when you've done something on your own and you're really proud of it, like, that really is a reflection of you, like, just growing up and when you met that being an adult, like, that's a big accomplishment. Like, you feel good about yourself. If you're happy with your life and you're happy with your accomplishments and goals, and when you do them on your own, like, that is something that, like, I don't think that's selfish at all. Like, that's something that you need a celly for. Like, you need to celebrate that. And, like, that's just a big deal to me, in my opinion, is doing things that you could be proud of, because it might be something that a lot of people are like, man, I really wish, you know, not like inappropriate or bad things, but like, oh, volleyball. Like, oh, I mean, come on. You're playing men's volleyball in the Midwest. A lot of people are going to be like, you play volleyball at Purdue? And it's like, yeah, I'm really proud of it. Like, it's just an example. But stuff like that where you could be proud of making your own choices for. So that's one, too. I know that's weird and a little corny, but that was another thing I thought of as well.
It's very good.
Mm-hmm.
My last one is just in general. I asked Danny this yesterday. My shout out, Danny.
Oh, shout out to Danny.
By the way, I forgot to tell you, you have two new listeners, Danny and Austin. They listen to your podcast now.
Oh, fantastic! Hello, gentlemen. Shout out to Danny and Austin.
Shout out Danny and Austin. So, yeah. I asked Danny yesterday. I was like, you know, what do you like about being a teenager? And he goes, you know, just being young and a lot of young friends and going out and just living the young life. Is what he said, and I said, I'll use that tomorrow. It's true though, like, you wake up at 11, you eat something, you call your friends, say, hey, want to get food? You go, yeah. I mean, you have a whole day just being young and just doing whatever
you want.
Yeah,
that's good. Yep, waking up at 11, that's great. No, but I agree with that, right? You could really just kind of do what you want at that point. With all the energy you guys have. And I agree. That's a good one. I respect that.
Thank you.
My last one is actually very similar to yours. It's really kind of doing whatever you want as an adult. I know they're all kind of tied in together, but
it can go both ways. Yeah,
it could go both ways. I mean, you could go out with friends on a Friday and Saturday night because the work week isn't the greatest, and Fridays and Saturday nights, you're like, this is phenomenal, this is awesome. You know, you get to do whatever you want. It could whatever adult things you want to do on those weekends or what days off or whatever. So you really enjoy the days off with your job, and that's when you can do whatever you want with those. And that's something that's very exciting too. Something you, Benjamin, can look forward to.
Benjamin.
Love it. Good. So that was our top five list of best things to do as a teenager and adult. Nice job, Ben. You did great.
Thank you, too.
Thank you very much, Ben. All right, we're going to move on to our last segment. We do this with every guest. The very first one is our Pablo Sanchez All-Star of the Week.
Just want to give a quick shout-out to Pablo Sanchez, by the way. Great baseball player.
One of the greatest baseball players of all time.
The best baseball players in backyard baseball. Mm-hmm,
the best player in backyard baseball, for sure. Yeah, thank
you. You made a statement about him.
Thanks for doing that. That was very respectful of you.
Yeah. Of course. I love Pablo. Love Pablo. Good guy. Mm-hmm.
I feel like Pablo.
Life of Pablo.
Right. Good. So go ahead. What's your Sanchez All-Star of the Week?
Actually, I have two. So I have Pablo Sanchez.
Yes. Oh, man. So great. So great. I love it. I do too. But you're going to go first.
Sweet. All right. So first one I have is mom and dad, actually, because they are throwing me a great grad party on Saturday, which I'm looking forward to.
Fantastic. Yes, we will be there. We're very excited for it.
I feel like it's going to be awesome. So they're one of my all-stars for the week. Mm-hmm. So shout out to them. Thank you, mom and dad. And then actually my second one is last night, I don't know if you watched the ESPYs, but Shaun White won Best Olympic Moment.
Cool.
He got into that. And I like Shaun White. He's a good guy. I watched his run in the Olympics, and I watched it again last night, and I was like, wow, it's very good.
Unreal.
So,
he is unreal.
Yes, I was very happy for him. So good job, Shaun White.
Good job, Shaun. Good Pablo Sanchai. I, too, have Pablo Sanchai.
Sanchai.
Yeah, Pablo Sanchai. I have Sanchai. So I have three. Ooh. Oh. First one is you. You're graduating. We're celebrating you on Saturday. So congrats, grad. So Ben Benarzik, Pablo Sanchez, number one. Number two is Bryce Harper. Bryce Harper won the home run derby of the All-Star Game festivities, and that was pretty cool. I like Bryce Harper. Oh, by the way, he's 25. He's my age. Ben, he makes millions.
Just imagine.
Millions. He won a home run derby. What am I doing? I'm recording a podcast with my younger brother at 25. Sheesh. So Bryce Harper, Ben, Hameen, as well as ESPY winners. A little shout out to Ovechkin and Chloe Kim, because they both were winners of Best Male Athlete and Best Female Athlete. And the ESPYs have a lot of good categories about, you know, certain sports, but what I think is the best one for an individual, is Best Male, obviously the Best Male and Female Athlete. Like, that means you are the greatest best among all of them, you know? So, Alexander Ovechkin, Chloe Kim, Best Male and Female Athletes. So, those are my Sanchai.
Good. Question for you. Do you like Alex Ovechkin in the Capitals?
I definitely respect him. I don't have any reason not to like him, not to respect him. It was cool that he won. Full circle. Yeah, I'm happy that he won. That was cool. I was rooting for the Knights. I really was. But, like, it was – I'm happy it was – like, I would have been pissed if it was, like, the Penguins. You know, so like, and come on, like, they're always there. The Capitals are never there. And Ovechkin was chasing that ring. So, like, yeah, like that, I can respect that. That's cool. He's one of the greatest hockey players of all time. He's up there.
Very good. Mm-hmm.
Good. So the next one is our dad's favorite.
Dupa Yash.
Dupa Yash of the week. So what did you find out to be your Dupa Yash, Ben?
Since the World Cup just ended, my Dupa Yash award goes to Neymar. Have you seen his flops?
Yes, that's a good one. I'll have to say, and this will go on record, I think Neymar's pretty good.
He's a very good player, but
he's very good. Like, I was like, when I heard about like him getting the transfer to PSG and all that stuff, it was like, okay, like, this is actually kind of exciting. Like, cool. Like, you know, he's gonna rock the world over there, and like. So why is he your Dupa?
Because if you just go on YouTube and search up Neymar flops, and there's a whole video parody, funny music of him just rolling on the ground for 5 minutes, and
I hate that.
There's challenges everyone does now, the Neymar challenge, and he even did his own challenge today. Actually, I saw it. He did his own Neymar challenge. So yeah,
interesting.
Well, if when you're watching that though, like on soccer, you like you see the game, you see him running around, and you're like, "Come on, like you're a Dupa Yash."
Oh,
what
yeah.
are you doing?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I know which flop you're talking about, where he kept rolling, which is hilarious. The internet has taken it by storm, and I love it. Like those flops are like, dude, come on, like enough, and then you're running like a minute later. Like that's what they all do. Yeah. I know it's to waste time.
Oh yeah, or get a penalty or get a foul.
Exactly,
them.
But like you know, you lay there. And then, like, you do what you need to do, I guess. And then whatever the refs call is, then you kind of get up and you're like, you just go. Like, you just, you know, because when – think about this, Ben. When they don't get the call, some of them are up right away.
Yeah.
They're there holding their ankle. They're screaming. They're pouting. They're rolling. You know, maybe 30 seconds go by. No one cares. The whistle isn't blown. No penalty. And then they get up and then they run again. And then lead passes to them. Oh, my God. The striker. Right. The striker's always hurt. Then the striker's ready to score a goal and finish.
And they're celebrating all fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Celebrating cartwheels. They're rolling. They're jumping. And it's like, you were just crying on the ground like a minute ago. You know, like that's annoying, I will admit. So, yeah. Good one for Neymar.
Yep. What would you say?
I said that was a good one for Neymar. Yeah.
It was, yes.
Good.
What's yours?
Mine is an individual, is a pitcher on the Brewers named Josh Hader.
I think I've heard of him.
I don't know. Well, after the All-Star game, individuals found his old tweets.
Oh.
Classic, right? That's happening all the time now with athletes. So Some people went all the way back in his tweets, back to when he was like 16 or 17. Uh-oh. And obviously, and everyone else knows about that, that they were like, they're clearly song lyrics. Like, you could see the tweet, what he says are very inappropriate, inappropriate. And there's a bunch of them, like, you know, tweet after, you know, weeks, months apart. And they're song lyrics, like they are. But obviously everyone's like, yo, man, this isn't a good look. Like, and he was on blast, and he's like, yeah, those are bad decisions by me. Like, I was 16 years old. Like, it doesn't really make out who I am today, but like, I get it. I'm sorry. But it's like, oh, sheesh, not a good look. And some of them were pretty, pretty inappropriate.
Really?
Oh yeah, very much so. So, listeners, if you haven't known about that, look them up, Ben, look them up. Yeah, they're pretty bad.
Interesting.
Some of them are pretty bad. Yep. So Josh Hader, definitely in my dupe by Josh. Yeah. The next one is our Mitch Trubisky Hidden Hero Award, Ben. So who did you find out to be your hidden hero?
My hidden hero was, I was looking through YouTube the other day, and I came across this. I don't know how I came across this video, but you know Wheel of Fortune, correct?
I do know Wheel of Fortune. I'm familiar, yes.
I don't know if it was sometime this year, so sorry about not being this week, but sometime this year. So this lady, it was 3 months, obviously, and it was Veterans Week. Okay. So two of them were former vets, and the other lady was, I guess, a current veteran, I guess. And it was the last round already winning. She had the most money and everything. So, you know, the last round, they, like, just guess letters and try to get rack up more points, basically.
Right, right.
So what she did was she guessed all of these random letters, like X, Y, and Z, and, you know, letters that no one would guess. And everyone's like, what the, like, is she doing?
Yeah.
And she was letting the veteran who had, like, barely any money win that round, so he went home with some kind of money.
Oh.
So she knew what she was doing until the very end, when she was like, oh, it's like trying to be nice and just, like, letting him at least win, but I'm still winning, so we all win.
Good. That was a great one. Yeah.
Wow, like, this is pretty cool.
It's a class act right there. Yeah. She won a ton of money, and this guy won too.
I thought she was an idiot. She's like, why is she guessing X? Like, what is she, like, she's stupid? Like, what's going on? And they're like, oh, she's letting him win.
That's a good one. I can respect. I really respect it. That's awesome.
That's my hidden hero.
Good. That's a good one. So shout out to the woman on Wheel of Fortune.
I don't know her name, but shout out to her.
Yeah, good. Nice, Ben. Mine is Kylian Mbappe. One of the strikers on France's soccer team, football team.
Oh.
The 19-year-old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. So he got a goal in the World Cup, which is very impressive, at 19. Making the national team, of course, is impressive. And he's very good as well. Well, what he did is that all of his winnings from the World Cup individually as well, the team gets winnings. Well, you know this. Whatever. He donated all of his World Cup winnings to charity.
Oh,
so that was cool for him to do, especially at a young age as he is, 19. Great, great footballer. And, yeah, it was cool that obviously he won the World Cup, got a goal in it too. He's just living the life right now. And, yeah, with all of his winnings, he donated them. So I thought that was pretty cool by him.
Yeah, like, how do you know?
What'd you say?
Like, his winnings, like, how much money did he get?
I didn't know the exact amount, no.
Well, good for him.
But that was pretty cool. Exactly. So that's why he's my Mitch Trubisky hidden hero.
It's a very good one.
Yeah.
I respect that.
Good. Thanks, Ben. I appreciate that. Well, that was it. And, I mean, any last words before you go off to school? I can't do any advice.
I know.
So, yeah, I don't know. Anything else you want to add in?
No, just looking forward to it. I guess boiler up.
Boiler up. That's it. That was great. I like it. Boiler up. Advice to Ben going off to college, everyone. Thank you. And Ben will boiler up at Purdue. Fantastic. Ben, thank you for coming on. It was great to have you. You were great. You did a nice job.
Thank you. I'm honored. I was a little nervous, actually. Not going to lie. I didn't know if I was going to be able to talk for a while, but actually, I was able to do it. So.
Yeah, it's okay. Everyone's pretty nervous at the start. So you did great. It was great to have you. And congratulations again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jake. I appreciate it.
Of course. All right, Ben. Well, I will see you at the graduation party.
See you Saturday.
All right, Ben. See ya.
All right, see you, Jake.